This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is our last show for 2017 of the Paracast. Some people might wish it was our last show forever, but that's not going to happen. We're going to be observing our 12th anniversary in February. They said it couldn't be done, but it was. But we've assembled with me and Chris Lauren Coleman. And we're going to talk about his book in just a few moments, his newest book called Mothman, Evil Incarnate. And it's subtitled The Unauthorized Companion to the Mothman Prophecies. That's a companion. If it was a sequel, I guess we'd call it what, Lauren? After the Mothman?
Or More Prophecies. Who knows?
Or Prophecies 2.
No, it would be Caterpillar Man, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd have to be zombie something, because if John Keel did it, since he's dead, that would open up a whole new can of worms.
The Mothman Dead.
Right.
Like Walking Dead. All right. Before we get to that.
Flying Dead.
I wanted to bring up to our listeners something. We started this conversation after the Paracast, which is the premium podcast that comes with subscriptions to the Paracast Plus, and you go to plus.theparacast.com for more information. But we talked about the recent revelation, starting with a New York Times article, that at the behest of former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, they allocated $22 million for a UFO program. And I guess we're, as they say, a little skeptical of what that's going to do. There was an article also from Nick Redfern in his blog, basically saying he didn't expect much of anything. And bear in mind here what's going on. We have a U.S. senator, a powerful U.S. senator. This is when the Senate majority was in the Democratic Party. Powerful U.S. senator, interested in UFOs. And he's a friend of a billionaire by the name of Robert Bigelow. We all know about that character, right? And we know, because he said so on 60 Minutes, that he believes UFOs are real and that they're alien. So I wondered here whether this whole thing was set up to mollify Senator Reid, and also to give some money to Bigelow, because that's what happened. You know, they gave him the money to do the research. And what happens within a year or so after that? Bigelow goes to MUFON, offering them money to do some research. That didn't work out so well. But what we've learned now is that money didn't come from Bigelow's pocket. It came from the U.S. government. Oh, well. Did Bigelow really need $22 million to do UFO research? Of course not. Just an observation, Chris.
Yeah, well, I guess billionaires, they never have enough money. That's why they're billionaires. But
we don't want to get into politics, but that's why they cut taxes, because they need more money.
You know, I've been warning people since the whole thing broke that, you know, everybody's all gaga, and they think that this is the you know, the beginning of the big D disclosure. And I keep reminding them, look, these people have been lying to us for 70 years. What makes you think they're going to be telling us the truth now? I mean, you know, it's just very hard for me to believe that people will just suddenly go into this convenient, complete denial surrounding, you know, how this subject's been treated within the government. And it's just, it, to me, it's downwind to the fish market, like I explained last week on the show. And I don't really see this as being anything more than a bunch of grandstanding. And, you know, sure, the government's admitting this and the government's admitting that. But it's this whole thing. There's a lot of smoke, but there's not much fire.
And the thing to bear in mind, too, that if the U.S. government has already had the opportunity to look at alien craft, crash spaceships like Roswell or other places, certainly not Aztec, and alien bodies. They've had all this technology. They've been getting gun camera photos of UFOs and other things for 70 years. Why would a new investigation in the 2000s make a difference? If the government has something to disclose, how would this impact that? If they knew all this stuff about UFOs that they allegedly know, why did they need to spend another $22 million on the subject? Just to mollify a U.S. senator, it goes back to that.
If I can make a comment.
Anytime.
What interests me about this is the broader framework. I think it's an old boys network. I think they wanted to spend some money, help out a friend. And, of course, Bigelow is connected to Skywalker Ranch. Bigelow has had some Bigfoot sightings even. So there's and then you get the whole remote viewing people and John Alexander. And I think there's a whole kettle of fish here. Maybe it does smell downriver. But it could be what really occurred was that they got caught a little bit. But I do think that the Big D is more about disinformation and denial than it is disclosure.
Yeah, a different D word.
Right, right. And $22 million, it sounds like a lot to me.
It's not.
But it's not to the government. It's not to the military. It's not to Bigelow.
No.
So it's all, this is kind of laughable, but it is interesting that it comes right back to Las Vegas. And I think there's more going on in Las Vegas than we know about, you know, from multiple shootings to the secret behind Blade Runner 2049. You know, lots of things point back to Las Vegas, and this this whole thing is Las Vegas written all over it.
Wait a minute. Blade Runner 2049, what about it?
Well, if you haven't seen the movie, I don't like spoilers, but Las Vegas is part of it.
Well, how about half a spoiler? I don't think I'll be seeing the movie for a little while, until it's free on cable TV.
Well, Las Vegas turns out to be the place where a major nuclear attack occurs. It's where you know, Harrison Ford is holed up, and a lot of things that everybody wonders what was happening in the first Blade Runner. And, you know, everybody fantasizes about going off to Montana or something. Well, people went to Las Vegas. So it's just, it's pretty bizarre. And the movie came out, you know, it was already in production. It was already going to be shown. And then it comes out the same week that there was a massive shooting in Las Vegas. There's just a lot of strange things there.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the China Syndrome coming out a week after Three Mile Island.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to look here at Blade Runner. Blade Runner didn't do so well. I mean, for movies in general, it did decent. It grossed $258 million, Blade Runner 2049. But the production budget was $150 million. And in movie parlance, you've got to gross twice the budget minimum, plus allow for promotion costs to show a profit. So all in all, this movie probably lost $100 million.
But it's not over. The future will show that it's a classic in terms of the Prometheus alien universe that all of these films live in. So it's a very, very predictive kind of film, and it'll have a cult following. You'll see.
Yeah, plus they haven't factored in worldwide earnings and DVD sales.
That is worldwide earnings, Chris. Chris, that includes worldwide box office, global box office.
Oh, well, the DVD is coming out this next week, so.
Yeah, it just went digital this week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll wait till we're past that, till it's down to the 99-cent rentals, okay? They do have 99-cent rentals.
I believe you.
Right. When it gets to 99 cents, I'll do it. I won't do it for $5.99. Although they made things a little bit better now. If you want to do a digital download, it used to be you had to watch the movie completely. Start it within 30 days, but once you start it, you had 24 hours before it self-destructed. They changed that to 48 hours. So we have some measure of fairness. But let's get on. Here. I don't know if this has a Las Vegas connection or not. The book is Mothman Evil Incarnate. Lauren Coleman is here with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris is presenting not his voice for Bigfoot, but his voice for Mothman. So, Lauren Coleman, why did you decide to do this book?
Well, as you may recall, I did a book in 2002. What happened in 2001? I was, you know, I've been a friend of John Keel's for a long time, since the late 60s. and was very involved in helping him with different kinds of cryptid and cryptozoological and Bigfoot phenomena for his book, Strange Creatures, which came out in 1970. And in 1970, he put a little chapter in there about Mothman. And I knew about Mothman. I'd been interviewing people, been traveling there, been talking to people. But, of course, wasn't as prominent as John Keel. Well, in 2001, I was writing a book about Mothman because I thought I had something to contribute. And all of a sudden, I get a call from Sony Screen Gems. And they said, "We hear you're doing a book on Mothman. Could you speed it up?" And I said, "What? You know, I write on my own pace." They said, no, you don't understand. We don't want to pressure you, but we have a movie coming out next year, and we'd like to have your book come out at the same time the movie comes out, because the whole idea of our book, of our movie, it's based on John Keel's book, but his book came out in 75, and we kind of like to have a new book out that really reinforced the fact of our tagline, which is based on a true story. So I said, "Well, I'll see what I can do." And I actually was able to get the book done. It was published by Pearview. And then they called me up later. We kept talking, and they wanted me to they flew me out to California to do a news conference with all these science fiction magazines. And I said, "Well, you know, I'd like to bring my kids." My kids were like middle school kind of age. And they said, "Sure, come on, here's tickets. You know, here's a car. Here's a motel, you know, in Beverly Hills. So, of course, I'm going to do all of this." I had great fun. And then they said, "You know, by the way, John Keel is blind. He had a cataract operation. They left staples in his eyes, and he can't do a promotion. Would you do the promotion for the movie and promote your book too?" So I said, "Sure." So when the movie came out in January, I actually did 400 radio interviews in 1 month.
Wow.
I remember one day I was on like 7-8 radio shows, one after another, as well as all the big ones like Paracast. I'm sure I was back in those days. I was on there talking about Mothman. So I wrote the book. It was a pretty basic book about Mothman, but I called it Mothman and Other Curious Encounters. So I did information on Flatwoods Monster, on the spawn of Keel, you know, different kind of cryptids and winged weirdies and different things like that that I'd written about in Fate magazine, and had kind of expanded all those chapters and made it into, you know, a nice little book. And then the movie, you know, it was a very successful kind of psychological thriller. Was done by Mark Pellington, who had previously done MTV videos, but also he'd done Arlington Road. So he had a very conspiratorial mind about him. And he wasn't interested in the UFO part of the Mothman book. He was only interested in the Mothman and kind of psychological thriller. So on the radio shows and on afterwards, I started noticing there was all this bad luck in the wake of Mothman. You know, sometimes after I'd get off a radio show, a light bulbs would burst in my house, or people would talk about, you know, somebody dying, or and so I started collecting names of individuals connected to Mothman, either the eyewitnesses or were in the movie. And I knew that from Poltergeists and other movies like Exorcist, there was always this business about movie curses. But like with Poltergeist, no more than 6 people died that were connected to the movie. Well, I started collecting these names, and within a year or two, I had 80 names of people connected to the Mothman movie and to the Mothman incidents that had died. Some old age, but some of them were suicide, some of them were young. Like actually Mark Pellington's wife, within 2 years after the movie came out, she mysteriously got sick and died after a 4-month illness that has never quite been explained. And she was 42. So, you know, one thing led to another, and I said, "Oh, I got to write another book, got to write another book." I thought about writing that book in 2006, and then all my bad luck started happening. lots of operations, a younger brother died, my mother died. Altogether, it took me until 2017 to write this book, but it's really about the bad luck part of Mothman.
Well, the biggest example, I think, of bad luck is something you've already mentioned at the beginning. John Keel's life wasn't too great for him after that.
No, it wasn't. He had lots of bad luck and even reportedly got $80,000 for the movie. And it didn't change his life at all. He just tried to catch up on his debts and never really changed as far as he was still poor. His health went downhill. There were false rumors about him dying several times. He was estranged from his family. And towards the end, as I mentioned in the book, he started writing. He wrote actually an afterword to the new edition, the tour edition of the Mothman Prophecies. And he just ravaged all his old friends, said things like his friends had stole his material. And he was just crusty, as I call him. I think we all still love John Keel, but we knew that dementia, bad luck, Mothman curse just made him into something none of us recognized.
I know that we tried to get him on the Paracast. I know our former co-host got his phone number from Tim Beckley. I don't think Keel is pretty ornery around this time, the last couple of years of his life. And he just chewed out my poor co-host and probably chewed out Beckley for daring to give out that phone number. But he isn't the only UFO researcher of prominence who died in, shall we say, surroundings where they were really, really poor. Richard Hall also had similar problems, and he was never involved with Mothman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of bad luck that's connected with being in this field because none of us are really after money. We have a passion about the field. There are, of course, those few that try to go after the money, but in general, what I tried to do is look at the thread of Mothman. I like Jim Keith, who we all know for Black Helicopters and a lot of other work he did. He also had a major theory that Mothman was nothing but a CIA experiment in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, in which everybody was being given LSD.
Let's explore that in our next segment, Lauren Coleman.
Okay.
Gene and Chris, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, Lauren Coleman, we're talking about the person who suggests that Mothman was an LSD experiment, but I just wonder here whether any other events, if that was true, were actually experiments rather than real paranormal things.
Well, we don't know, do we? Obviously, you've got different things coming out of MKUltra that makes you think that some experimentation was going on, but not to be distracted from the story I want to tell you, is Jim Keith, the guy that had that theory, appeared at Burning Man, fell off the stage there, and was taken to a hospital, and they were doing some kind of repair on his knee, and he died on the operating table. So it just was one of those names and people that I actually knew that I had to add to the list. I don't know if there's LSD experiments going on and people are hallucinating monsters here and there.
I don't think so.
Right. But I'm saying that you confront something as incredible as Mothman, people are going to come up with their own theories. Some of them are farther out than thinking that Mothman may be a giant owl that's been undiscovered or some kind of entity from a UFO. I mean, there's as many theories as there are people connected with Mothman. I just try to look at the facts, ma'am and mister, and just try to, like Charles Fort, write the data down. And the data says to me that some incredible things are going on with the people, with the psychology, the sociology, all connected to Mothman.
Have we learned much new or different since the original Mothman Prophecies was written? Because obviously you're looking at the after effects, but have we learned much about the source of the phenomenon?
Not exactly. I mean, I think that if you're saying, has there been any theories or any ideas that have explained Mothman? No, not really. People have noticed things like what I call the Mothman math, which nicely syncs with the number 13. You know, it was the Mothman was seen in November 15th, 1966, exactly 13 months later, when LBJ turns on the White House Christmas tree lights, the bridge collapses, and 46 people are killed when they fall into the water. And they actually found the cause of that bridge collapsing. It was I-bar 13 in the bridge. And then Mary Heyer, who was John Keel's friend and the reporter that was most connected, she died 2 times 13, 26 months later, at the age of 52 of a mysterious ailment. So the number 13 keeps coming up over and over again, and I actually write somewhat about that in the book, and I've blogged about it since then. So there's all of these things that happened after the bridge collapsed, when Mothman was supposed to have disappeared, including one of them. If you consider the bridge collapsed in 67, and Keel didn't write the book until 75. As I mentioned in the book, I do a whole chapter looking at Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant really forgot about Mothman until the movie came out in 2002. It took a lot of pushing for Point Pleasant to really get to the stage where they became sort of the Mothman version of Roswell, because they were ignoring the creature.
Well, it was quite a tragedy. It's quite understandable that a town would really not want to become known for such a tragedy. I can see why there'd be some pushback on that.
Well, a pushback on the bridge collapse, but the bridge really wasn't connected to Mothman until Keel did that in 75. There was lots of people that would be willing to talk about Mothman, but because of this depressive mourning that they continued on, a city that was up to 6,000 people started going to 4,000, 2,000. You know, the population dropped. The downtown became a ghost town. Then in 2002, 2003, it all turned around. They could actually celebrate Mothman as opposed to just be depressed and suicidal about the Silver Bridge collapsing.
Right.
Was that bridge ever rebuilt?
It was a little bit down the way, and they once again painted it silver. So some local people actually call it the Silver Bridge.
What was it called before then?
The Silver Bridge.
You see? I looked it up since we're dealing with movie stats.
Okay.
Mothman Prophecies, released January 25th, 2002. Production budget, $32 million.
A modest one.
Very modest. I mean, now they can't even do a single special effect for $32 million. That's $10 million more than they spent on this UFO project, by the way. The worldwide gross was $55 million, which means this movie lost money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember the doubler. It would have had to have grossed at least $64 million and then allow for special promotion. In other words, it would have had to have grossed maybe $75 to $80 million minimum to at least break even for the production company. Instead, it lost money, which most movies do, by the way. It's where you have these blockbuster films where they spend $300 million and then they need another $100 million to cover promotional costs. And then you end up with a movie like Justice League, which so far has only grossed $647 million, which means it will probably lose somewhere between $50 and $100 million for Warner Brothers. They're going to take it out of Ben Affleck's paycheck.
But one of the things with the Mothman Prophecies, it became such a frequent replayed film on cable, you know, over and over again, that it actually caused people to know what Mothman was all again. So I would think that, even though I understand what you're saying about the theatrical release, I think there must have been money in terms of selling it to cable, selling it DVD and other ways, because it's a film that they still play frequently on TV.
Well, we have, of course, DVD sales, but remember also we have Hollywood-based accounting. So it doesn't matter how much money that movie made. Maybe at the end of the day it grossed 80, 90 million because of cable TV rights, because of DVD, whatever, sales. Maybe it grossed 80, 90 million. I assure you, as far as the producers are concerned, it was a money loser.
Sure. And they made money, though.
They always do, you know, unless it loses a lot. I still think they'll make the money back from Justice League. But what does that have to do with Mothman Prophecies? But I'm looking here. You have in the back of the book a death list. Not just the people who died when the bridge collapsed, but people who died after it. You mentioned some names. Of course, we have to mention John Keel. You also mention Gray Barker. Now, Gray Barker wrote a book about the Silver Bridge.
Yes, he did. He called it The Silver Bridge. It was part fiction, part reality. And
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And he was very involved with the Silver Bridge and also the Mothman. Also Flatwoods Monster. He, of course, was based in West Virginia. James Mosley really gave it away that he died from AIDS, that Gray Barker died from AIDS. And so he had a whole secret life, which, of course, in the 50s was very important to have. James Mosley may have shared that secret life. But
well, of course, it's something that we basically mostly knew. His friends knew about that
right.
other life. But, yes, that's why he died. But it's easy just enough to say, well, maybe it had something to do with this. But then he wrote that book in the 60s. And he died,
right.
what, in the 1980s?
Right.
So how we can make a connection, who knows? We're going to connect a lot of things here. Connecting dots, or Mothman, with Gene, Chris, and Lauren. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Again, we had an interesting conversation on last week's episode of After the Paracast about the Pentagon UFO investigation and whether it has any implications. We're not going to cover it again this week, but maybe we'll refer to it on a future episode of the Paracast. We'll bring some guests on who are more knowledgeable about it, and we get some observations. In the meantime, if you want to listen after the Paracast, it comes as part of the package. It includes a commercial-free version of this show. It's called Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com to learn more. plus.theparacast.com. The book is Mothman Evil Incarnate, The Unauthorized Companion to Mothman Prophecy. You've got this long, long death list. We mentioned Gray Barker for obvious reasons. His death was due to, obviously, a condition that hopefully is not going to take too many more people. We mentioned John Keel. We mentioned other people that I know and I recognize here. I didn't think their death could possibly have anything to do with this. And that was somebody that used to write for my magazine occasionally, D. Scott Rogo. What happened to him?
D. Scott Rogo was actually murdered. Another gay man who apparently got involved with someone that either was a friend that turned into an enemy, turned into a burglar. A lot of confusing things there. D. Scott Rogo was very interested in Mothman and had really talked to Jerry Clark and myself quite a bit about Mothman. But he's not somebody, of course, is famous as John A. Keel, or even one of the first people that appears on the list right after the bridge collapsed, relatively speaking, is Fred Freed, who was an individual that a lot of people know from the NBC white paper. He was working with Keel to do a documentary on Mothman and the Silver Bridge and the UFOs being seen up and down the Ohio Valley. And then he very mysteriously was found dead in his bed of undetermined cause, which was changed later, died suddenly of apparent heart attack. He died March 31st, 1974, which, you know, in the realm of things was not too, kind of quickly after the bridge collapsed. And he's one of the people that Keel really was definitely associated with, as well as Mary Hyde and Ivan T. Sanderson. Ivan T. Sanderson, of course, is the cryptozoologist, and he was sometimes interested in looking at UFOs as living creatures. And he was a Fordian, and he was the secret contact that Keel was talking to all during the Mothman incidents, because he was trying to check out, was there a biological basis to the Mothman reports? And Sanderson felt that it might have been some kind of unknown giant bird. But they also talked about UFOs and psychics and other different things like that. Well, it seems, look at the ages of people now, to think back then when I knew Ivan, and I knew Ivan very deeply and closely, I thought, well, he's an old man. He died of cancer, and his age was 62. Well, I think about that nowadays, and I think, wow, 62 was relatively young. I mean, I'm 70, so I'm not using myself as a yardstick, but it does kind of freak me out that a lot of times we look and hear about somebody dying at 50 or 60, and we think about them as old people. But that has a lot to do with the fact we are looking from, you know, 20 years old, and we're saying these people were old. But Sanderson kind of died quickly, and it was a big shock to a lot of people. He was, you know, the first one on the list in 73.
Now, another person who died is someone well known as an artist for comic books, sci-fi pictures, and he also did the illustration for Mothman Prophecies.
Right. You can pronounce his last name.
Frank Frazetta.
Right. Frank Frazetta. He was an old man, but he is kind of one of the hidden people, another hidden person behind the Mothman Prophecies. Mothman Prophecies came about as a book, of course, in 75. And then High Times came along, and they did an article about it, and they used Frank's illustration for the cover. Well, along came Ron Burns, who actually died very mysteriously of food poisoning at a Mexican restaurant in Atlanta. He's on the list, too. And he actually published the Mothman Prophecies in 1991, I believe it was, and used that cover, which became extremely famous and actually took over the popular image of what the Mothman looks like. It looks like an insect. It looks like a giant creature with wings in which you can see butterfly-like wings. Well, that became the statue that is in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Anyway, the illustrator died, his wife died, the executive producer of the movie died, the person that was in charge of some technical part of the movie has died. The list just goes on and on for me, that all of these people seem to have pivotal roles in the movie being produced, or the Mothman cases. Now, of course, I think we can always go overboard, and a lot of people have said my list goes overboard, but that's fine. You have to start somewhere, and you have to start connecting the dots and seeing what it is. It's not so much me that made it, but if this feeling of death and foreboding and doom is connected to Mothman, I was trying to come up with the evidence for why people were talking about this over and over. It became more than a creature that was seen in the skies or on the road or flying about. It had a lot to do with the people and their feelings about it and the death that really seemed to surround Mothman.
Well, the thing I would also do here, when you look at something like this and you want to be skeptical about it, because remember, all these people didn't just die in a bunch within a few years after this event. Some lived on for years, died possibly of other conditions. Obviously, Frank Frazetta was 82. We know what Gray Barker died from, a condition that in the 80s especially really, really hurt the gay community. A really right. Unfortunate and sad thing. And I like Gray Barker. He was really basically a good guy. I mean, he pulled a lot of funny stunts, but he was an amazingly talented writer. And I thought The Silver Bridge was really a great piece of work. You got into a point where you were feeling the paranormal. It wasn't just describing events because of the fact that it was allegorical and fictional to some degree. But you also have to look at it this way. If we're going to do this, should we then take any major UFO event and see how many people were impacted by it in some way, in some connection, and how many of them died?
Well, of course.
Are we reaching, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. As a Fortean, in general, one of the mainstays of being a Fortean is to look for patterns. To look for patterns sort of in a predictive way, in a synchronistic way, in some fashion try to figure out the universe. And you have to do it skeptically. You have to do it with a good sense of humor, but you still have to look. And if you don't look, you don't find anything. And I think there's a whole subset of people in ufology. It's not my field, and I want to say that very clearly, but there's a whole subset of people that look for deaths in ufology. And Nick Redford, for instance, wrote a whole book called The Fatal, has Fatal in the title, The Fatal, and he looks at it that way. There's even looking at how many people in ufology have died on June 24th. So is there a cause and effect here? Is it just a coincidence? Is it the anniversary syndrome? There's something going on. Is it psychological? Is it something that humans are totally making up? Perhaps. But I don't shy away from looking for these patterns.
Well, it's certainly good to do it. We want to really see the impact of this, but just making that point. We've got Lauren Coleman, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.